Every day is a work day for Shasta, a black lab with the Maine State Fire Marshal's office. She is currently getting recertified as an arson dog, and as part of her training, she bounds into a burned-out house in Yarmouth to sniff out ignitable liquids.
See? Show me.
Her handler, Dan Young, a fire investigator, gives commands as Shasta runs her nose along the perimeter of the room. When she smells something suspicious, she sits and looks up at Young, or rather at the pouch of food he's wearing around his waist.
Now show me better.
Girl.
She's food reward, and labs are, you know, they love food. So he basically, that's how she gets fed every day. She has to work.
As one of two arson dogs in Maine, Shasta sometimes investigates three fire scenes in one day. It's rigorous work, says Paul Gallagher, a former member of the Maine State Police who now trains dogs from across the country as part of the State Farm Arson Dog Program. He says the dogs can recognize as many as 60 different accelerants, and they can do it in a fraction of the time humans can, and more accurately.
Years ago in fire scenes, we used to be able to, you know, we'd take sample here, take sample here, take sample here, take sample there, take sample there, take sample there, and hope one of them's coming back positive. With a dog, we may only take two.
Maine State Fire Marshal Joe Thomas says arson dogs are critical in determining whether a fire is accidental or suspicious.
I mean, when you look at a fire scene and you've got just a debris pile, and those dogs can work that scene and actually detect, very, very small, minute residual effects of a hydrocarbon, and you send it off to the lab, and lo and behold, it comes back with a positive result. It's pretty impressive.
You know, I always tell people if the dogs in our program had thumbs and a driver's license, they wouldn't need us.
Justin Davis is an investigator with the San Antonio, Texas Fire Department who is recertifying his black lab, Kai. Like all the other arson dogs in the State Farm Arson Dog Program, Kai is an important partner for her handler and a beloved family pet.
I spend more time with Kai than probably anybody else because she lives at home with me and my family. When I go to work, she's with me. If we get a call in the middle of the night, she's there waiting, ready to go to work.
Just a few years ago, Kai was a stray in Illinois, picked up by the pound, and due to be euthanized when someone from the local Humane Society noticed she had a special spark and a driven nature that would make her a good working dog. This fall, Kai will be recognized by the Humane Society as a national hero.
She is a hero dog because she promotes what a shelter dog can be turned into. Since we've been working together, we've worked over 200 fire scenes.
The State Farm Arson Dog Program in Maine has trained more than 300 arson dog teams since it began in 1993. Most dogs work at least 6 to 7 years before they retire to become family pets. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.